Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
My mama's phone started ringing off the hook. I can hear her now saying she ain't gonna have it. Don't matter how you feel, it only matters how you look. Go and fix your makeup, girl. It's just a break of running. Hide your crazy and start acting like a lady. Cause I raised you better, gotta keep it together even when you fall apart. But this ain't my mama's broken heart.
All right, the Broken Hearts Club. It's not the usual scenario, or how often does this happen? Maybe is the better question here. Miranda Lambert and Blake Shelton going their separate ways. Apparently it's because of her, not him, Jen.
Well, he's the one that filed for divorce a couple of weeks ago, Dougie. And the rumors in the tabloids, gosh, I can remember about 4 months ago, there was a story out saying Miranda Lambert was cheating with a country singer named Chris Young, who toured with her for a little while. And people were out seeing them looking a little too close for comfort. Apparently, Blake believed that Miranda cheated on him not once, but twice. Once, apparently, with Chris Young, allegedly. And the second time with another guy who's not a famous person, just another person in her life. And so that was enough for him to file the papers. Chris Young went out yesterday on Twitter and said, it wasn't me, and actually addressed the rumors. He said, normally I don't talk about stuff in my personal life, but he said, in this case, it's different. I didn't have anything to do with their split. They're friends of mine, and I respect that friendship too much. But do we believe him?
I just want to put it out there. Blake Shelton?
I don't know, but if Blake, if you're listening and you need a shoulder or something else to cry on, call
Blake's
me.
Blake's a big dude, man. I wouldn't have to run up there against him if I were Chris Young.
He's 6'5".
Yeah.
All right.
And funny.
There we go. All right, so that's the story of that, the Big D in action. Meanwhile, back at our list of number one songs, which we dust off usually once a day. Yes, Richie.
Do the hustle.
Van McCoy was number one during this week in 1975 with this summer smash called Do the Hustle, as Richie has suggested. So if you count to three, you'll hear Van McCoy doing the hustle. One.
Big Bill.
Two. Three. Three and a half. Three and three quarters. Three and seven eighths.
All together.
Yo!
Do the hustle.
The disco stuff.
Yep.
I remember doing this.
Everybody hang out for the flute solo.
Very simple, straightforward stuff. And that this is it. This is all there was to it. It was this riff over and over and over and over again. And the backup singer doing, do the hustle. That was about it. All right, so we got Hustle there. Fun that it was number one. Number one during this week in 1986. Song belonged to Peter Gabriel. My face.
This was one of the original big videos on MTV.
All right, let's fast forward to this week in 1993. Number one song belonged to a group called UB40.
Remake of Elvis.
It's kind of a good treatment, an interesting treatment of that song, in fact. Right? Do you remember this?
As a river flows gently to the sea.
I usually think reggae.
Some things are meant to be.
Hey, Mom. How do you do a Jamaican Elvis accent?
It's not easy. All right, next number one song. Everybody will have a tear.
Looks like we made it.
Or not. The number one song during this week in 1977, Barry Manilow, and Looks Like We Made It. Got a goosebump or two there, Richie.
Yeah, me too.
That doesn't do it for you. The number one song from this week in 1974 belonged to John Denver.
Like a story.
This is a story about his wife who was leaving him. Annie,
like
so.
A sleepy blue ocean.
28 after the hour.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You get a friend request on Facebook. Cool. Except it's from your manager. Not so cool. At least that's what most people think.
According to a study by Staffing Service Office Team, 3 out of 4 of us are uncomfortable being friended by a boss, manager, coworker, or client.
So here's how to avoid mixing business with pleasure on Facebook. First, make sure you have a LinkedIn account.
Second, when you get a Facebook friend request from an associate, tell them you like to keep professional relationships on LinkedIn and invite them to join your network there.
Instead of saying no, redirect. Then you'll maintain control over your social networks. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a minion. The Min!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now play.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, a trick set of fat, high-rise, blacked-out handlebars. $138 delivered? What could possibly go wrong? Plenty. Today on American Biker Minute,
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a minion. The Min!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now play.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. A dozen other $300 handlebars on eBay didn't interest us like the $138 set. That looked just as good. 2 days later, we tried to mount them only to find out they were made to fit a Harley-Davidson Springer. Now it's hours of fabrication to create a mounting system to mount the Springer bars on a Softail Standard. They're still one hell of a set of good-looking bars for $138. Too bad they don't fit. Pics of the project as we move along at AmericanBikerMinute.com. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.